Farage, Facebook and Twitter censorship will backfire and help Trump defeat cover-up Joe. By Kurt Zindelka on October 18, 2020. Brexit Party leader and longtime Trump ally Nigel Farage said that attempts by Twitter and Facebook to suppress the Hunter Biden email revelations will backfire and ultimately help President Trump secure victory. Mr. Farage said that the alleged corruption of the Biden family could be far more serious than Hillary Clinton's missing emails, suggesting that President Trump should update his nickname for the 77-year-old former vice president from Sleepy Joe to either Corrupt Joe or Cover Up Joe. The willful attempt by Twitter and Facebook to suppress this story simply will not work and has, in fact, damaged their own reputations, Farage wrote in Newsweek. After all, there were no restrictions placed on recently leaked details concerning Donald Trump's tax returns, let alone the tsunami of other anti-Trump accusations that were spread through those media, from the Christopher Steele dossier to the Russia collusion hoax. Try though the anti-Trump media might, this story is not going away, he said. The leader of the Brexit movement in Britain said that it is undeniable that the Biden family enriched themselves during Mr. Biden's 47-year political career, arguing that the leaked Hunter Biden emails have all the makings of a proper scandal. Farage questioned the ethics of Mr. Biden taking his son on an official trip to Beijing in 2013, when Biden is said to have been actively pursuing the establishment of a Chinese private equity firm. The conflict of interest is obvious. Can you imagine if one of Donald Trump's children had done the same thing? Yet just 10 days after this visit, Hunter Biden's new company received a £1 billion investment deal from the state-backed Bank of China. His hedge fund was also allowed to operate a first-of-kind arrangement in the recently formed Shanghai Free Trade Zone. Nice work, if you can get it, he wrote. Mr. Farage quipped that in the first presidential election, when President Trump said, "China ate your lunch, Joe," perhaps he should have said, "China paid for your son's lunch, Joe." Farage also took aim at Hunter Biden's dealings with the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, saying, "Had a son of Trump's who was earning up to $50,000 a month from a Ukrainian company been seen to be involved in the removal of an inconvenient prosecutor, I'm not sure Trump would have survived as president." The arch-Brexiteer noted that the 2019 phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, led to impeachment proceedings. Yet he pointed out that the emails revealed by the New York Post showed that Hunter Biden introduced his father to a top executive at Burisma less than a year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company, seemingly bolstering the suspicions raised by President Trump. He went on to call for further scrutiny on the business dealings of Mr. Biden's brothers, James and Frank, both of whom have reportedly netted millions from overseas dealings. Mr. Farage pointed to Frank Biden, who was linked to Caribbean business projects that reportedly secured $54 million in U.S. taxpayer loans from the Obama administration, according to Peter Schweitzer's book, Profiles in Corruption: Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. Just months after Vice President Joe Biden's visit in August, Costa Rica News announced a new multilateral partnership to reform real estate in Latin America between Frank Biden, a developer named Craig Williamson, and the Guanacaste Country Club, a newly planned resort, Schweitzer wrote. Farage also raised concerns about Mr. Biden's other brother, James, whose former company Hillstone International reportedly landed contracts from the Obama administration totaling some $1.5 billion to construct houses in Iraq, at a time when Vice President Biden was in charge of American policy in the Middle Eastern country. Efforts to protect Joe Biden cannot continue if mainstream media organizations want to maintain any credibility with the public at all, Farage concluded. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, at Kurt Zindelka.